show in the Author's Corner segment, and I'm telling you, this is a book that people need to check out for one reason alone. We are being taken every day online. It is a very, very dangerous thing. We talked about this before, but now finally the book's out so people can purchase it and learn the entire story. So I'm excited to welcome Burgum author, speaker, talk show host, Reverend Wynn Henderson. Wynn, thanks for calling, and it's time to talk about this catfishing thing in more detail by people picking up your book. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Neil. And you?
Just doing fantastic. And wouldn't you agree, it's just something like we talked about your personal story before, but now we're going to really delve into specifically enough. The book is finally out, and what is the book about? We talked about why it drove you to write this book, but tell us about that.
Okay. First, let me give you the title. The Definitive Guide to Recognizing and Avoiding Romantic Relationship Scammers and Catfishers. And the subtitle is Everything You Wanted to Know About Romantic Scammers But Did Not Know Who to Ask. Now, answering your question, there are basically two types of scammers that you need to know about. The first is the homegrown scammer, who is a real person with whom you have an opportunity to meet face-to-face. Now, this type of scammer can also be catfishing you, but the actual person is real and could possibly meet you. And let me define catfishing. Catfishing is when you either illegally or some other way alter your profile and or your pictures to try to influence somebody into a romantic relationship. Now, the second type of scammer that I'm writing about in this ebook is the professional, international, criminal scammer with whom you will never have an opportunity to meet because the catfishing that he uses is not real. There's no person there that he's going to be able to hook you up with. You're talking, generally speaking, to an African. And so, two types of scammers, and this book is trying to keep you away from the international criminal scammer.
See, that's very interesting. So keep me away from that international criminal scammer. And that's a great point that you're making about the whole scamming issue. So looking at, there's still people out there that are just trying to say they're really not who they say they are. This could be ones that are not trying to take your money, but they are out there online saying they're somebody when they're not. That's defining one type of catfish.
Yeah, those are the homegrown scammers. You might meet them in Walmart, or you might meet them in church, but you can meet them. The problem with the catfishing is that online, they often put up pictures, maybe 20 years old, or pictures of other people, and in their profile, they tell you that they've got a degree, they tell you they've got a car, they tell you all kinds of stuff, none of which is true. So you could meet them, but the scammer that I want to talk about in this book is the one you will never meet. You just need to know how to identify him as a scammer and then avoid him and get rid of the scam.
That's great because you want them to stop it altogether, right?
Right. You don't want to spend an extra minute on that type of person because their intent, they're con artists. They want to con you. It's a confidence trick. They want to get you to believe in them, to believe that they're real. And as you start to do that, you get emotionally involved before they ever ask you for money, and it's going to hurt you from day one.
And the ones that are lucrative business are not trying to do a romantic scam on you. They're just trying to keep you online as much as possible to find your information out, right? They're looking at getting certain things so they can break in, steal information, things like that. They're very unbelievably smart scammers, and then they're really, really stupid ones.
Yes, that's true. Now, I'll give you a tip from the book. There's three types of information that the scammer wants to get from you before they ask you for some little something like a $25 iTunes gift card. If they get these three things, which is your name, your address, and your email, and you send them the picture of a $25 iTunes gift card that you got, they can, within 24 hours, break into your bank account and your credit card account and start charging on it.
That's wild. You wouldn't think, that quickly. And
Yeah, I got scammed back early on before I was very naive, and the scammer, he had the audacity to send me a dozen yellow roses by FedEx using my own card.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that something?
Yeah, truly. So what recommendations would you give people right now today to stop and watch out for scamming on the internet? Because it happens all the time, especially on Facebook and Plenty of Fish. Those are two biggest ones you see for catfishing, right?
Right. Well, I could go into all that, but it would take a lot of time. But the best thing to do is to go over to my website, which is called RomanticScammers.com, hit the button, and get the book for 99 cents while we are in the book launch. And then you can find out all the information that you wanted to know.
That's great. And then also, Reverend, you also have some other products and services you have available now as well, if you follow some of your social media sites, isn't that correct?
Yes, that's true. We've got a Twitter account which gives you great information every day, and it's at Hugo the Artist. I'm also an artist, but go over there and check that out. And then the other thing that my major contribution to the world is in helping people get over addictive problems. And I have a program. You can get more information at freedomfromaddiction3.com. And it has the highest cure rate of any program that I know of in the country, and you can do it at home. So you don't have to be drugs, alcohol, and tobacco. You can be overeating. You can be negative thinking. You could be chocolate-holic. It doesn't make any difference what your addictive behavior is. I can help you fix it if you'll go over there and check that out.
Well, fabulous, Wynn. Thanks for calling. Best of luck. And everyone needs to go pick up your book today by going to your website and or just Googling you, and you're going to find you. All right. Thanks again for calling.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.